you to stay tuned for Sears Radio Theater. Today, you'll hear a story involving the human emotions with your hostess, Cicely Tyson. Peter Leeds and Linda K. Henning star as a young couple. They must be in battle with governmental bureaucracies, a guardian, and relatives as they try to find a suitable rest home for two elderly ladies. Listen for This Home is Dissolved. Sears Radio Theater will begin after this message from your local station.
This is Cicely Tyson. Perhaps you've wondered why there seems to be no place in the world for so many of the elderly whose friends have died, their relatives are distant, uncaring or dead, to spend their lives in years or on park benches. A young man, writing a letter to his congressman, cared enough to reach out across the generations to two elderly sisters from Salem, living their last lonely years in their adopted home. 2 years ago, Tony Corder and his wife, Louise, had become managers of an old apartment building in order to take the financial burden off their graduate studies. During that time, they befriended the sisters and month by month witnessed their mental and physical deterioration.
Oh, come on, it must be Anna and Amelia.
Oh, no, they're burning the dinner again.
I've got the pass key. We might as well go right in. I'll check the kitchen, Louise. Why don't you throw open a few windows? It was the cabbage, burned to a crisp.
Didn't you smell the smoke, Anna?
No. I must have been thinking of something else.
Amelia!
What?
Didn't you see or smell the smoke, Amelia?
Who's smoke?
And that's only the beginning of our story.
Adventure in radio listening, brought to you 5 nights a week by Sears Roebuck and Company. Sears, where America shops. Your host, Thorn Green. I'll bring you stories of the Old West and the New.
Andy Griffith with a look at the funny side of life.
Vincent Price with tales of mystery and suspense.
Cicely Tyson. With stories about love, hate, and related things.
Richard Widmark. I'll bring you stories of pure adventure.
5 nights of exceptional entertainment every week. Brought to you in Elliot Lewis production of The Sears Radio Theater.
Dissolved by Chris Fortunato. Our stars, Peter Leeds and Linda K. Henning.
Solid as Sears.
What would you do about an elderly couple who had lost their memory in the sense of time? Or could no longer find their way home? Or could no longer smell or see smoke when it filled their apartment? Responsibility for their welfare is yours. Tony and Louise Corder thought they had the answer. They took upon themselves a task they had long contemplated without the slightest suspicion of how difficult it could be.
Dear Mr. Congressman, I never thought I'd be writing to you when I first attempted to find a solution to the problem of the elderly sisters in my apartment building. So obvious was their helplessness that I thought placing them in a good rest home would be an easy task.
Social services. Mrs. Dodge speaking.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Dodge. This is Tony Corta. I'm calling on behalf of Anna Ulbeck, one of your clients.
Oh, yes. We've spoken before. Is there any problem?
Yes, there is. Mrs. Dodge, I think it's time for Anna and her sister Amelia to go to a rest home. They've reached a point where they can't go outside without forgetting their keys and even forgetting where they live sometimes. Also, they've burnt their dinner nearly every night this month.
Well, perhaps I can arrange for an attendant to visit them during the week.
That won't stop them from being a danger to the building. What they need is round-the-clock supervision.
Would reduce the danger if somebody cooked their meals.
Mrs. Dodge, may I explain further? These ladies can no longer reason for themselves. Their problems go far beyond the mere cooking of meals.
But unless they have something physically wrong with them, it's hard to put them anywhere.
Well, what has to be wrong with them?
Well, a debilitating illness or injury. Incontinence, something like that.
Do we have to wait for one of them to fall down a flight of stairs or suffocate the other tenants with gas fumes? Isn't there any procedure for this kind of situation?
Well, I really don't know. Doesn't one of them have a son?
Yes, Amelia does, but I don't think she's seen him more than twice in the past 15 years. Oh, they have a closet full of toasters and radios, which he sends them every Christmas.
Oh, gosh. Well, how about their friend, that man who helps them pay their bills? What's his name, August?
Yes. All right, Mrs. Dodge, I'll speak with him about it. But what I would like to do is to find some agency to take the matter in hand.
Well, I just don't know if there are any. Now, what you can do is to get out the phone book and start calling board and care homes. Then we can take it from there.
All right, Mrs. Dodge. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Will she help, Tony?
She seems content to let Anna and Amelia burn their place down.
What are we going to do?
Continue making inquiries, I guess. I called in the rest homes and was surprised to learn how little the government pays towards institutionalized care for the elderly. The situation was complicated because the owner and her sister, Amelia, possessed a bank account of nearly $40,000, while the younger Anna had very little money. The problem was in finding a good home that, along with accepting privately paying resident, would accept someone relying solely on government assistance. We were determined to keep the sisters together. At that time, I tried to enlist the help of my sister's friend, August.
Oh, hi there, Tony. I was expecting you.
Oh, hello, August.
Look here, I just picked up some groceries for Anna and Amelia. You see, I picked them up some bread. They were almost all out of it, and they were out of meat, too. I don't know what they've been eating the past few days. So I got them some ground beef and pork chops. You see, these are the kind they like. Shoulder cut, good for barbecue. Also butter, whole pounder, string beans, just a few other things like that, carrots and onions. They were really low on things.
August, I wanted to
look
ask
here,
you...
Look here. They didn't have any coffee left, so I bought them another 5-pound tin. And see here, I got them those shortbread cookies they like.
August, I need your help.
What was it you wanted to see me about?
Well, the sisters have really been losing their grip on reality these past couple of months, and the reason I feel it's time for them to go to a rest home.
Oh, sure, it's tough for these little ladies. They forget things and get confused.
It's not just that, August.
Anna!
Oh, hi there. I didn't even know you were here.
Yeah, I've been here 10 minutes putting away the groceries.
Well, isn't that nice of you? What's that?
I was just saying to your dear sister that I put the groceries away. I got you some ground beef and pork chops, also vegetables and 5 pounds of coffee.
What?
5 pounds of coffee.
Aren't you a good boy? sister has a sense of humor.
Anna and Amelia, Tony here wants you to move out of your apartment.
You don't have to be so abrupt about it. Ladies, it would be safer for you if if you went to live in a rest home. Louise and I will find a nice place where there'll be people to help you.
Anna, how do you feel about leaving your home?
I like my home. Where are we going?
Well, Tony here says you can't take care of yourself. Tell me something, Anna. Who does your house cleaning for you?
Oh, I do. I pick up a speck here and a speck there as I walk around.
You can make me clean to keep the home. Everything in its place, no dust or dirt anywhere. I bet your apartment isn't as orderly as this.
You're getting off the track, August. I am not denying that Anna and Amelia keep a neat home. I just don't think they're safe going out alone or using a gas stove any longer.
You think, but you don't really know. You can't come in here and tell them they have to leave their home just like that. There are procedures to follow. Amelia has a son who might have something to say about this.
Oh, fine. I hope he's more responsive than last summer when his mother got knocked down on the sidewalk.
He lives out in the valley and he's a little out of touch with things. But you can't just pick up these ladies and take them somewhere. They can't help the way they are. They're like children. I told Amelia the other day, we start off as children and we end up as children.
Maybe we can talk again some other time. Goodbye, Amelia. Anna, so long.
Come again.
These ladies have been here longer than you, I bet. How long have you been manager of this building?
2 years.
You see? They have been here longer than you. 10 years.
Yes, but that hasn't been anything.
Moving them out might be a long procedure. It might take months. Maybe you won't even be here anymore. See you later.
How did it go? Doesn't he agree that they should go?
Well, he refuses to commit himself on that point. But, honey, let me tell you something I found out.
What?
When Louise had his back to me in the kitchen, I noticed a couple of bank books lying on the counter. Mm-hmm. Out of curiosity, I peeked into them and saw his name typed in as co-signature on both of their accounts. Now, I wonder if that has something to do with his willingness to stay right where they are.
You don't think that he's...
Oh, I certainly do indeed. Once again, I called a social worker, Mrs. Dodge, and begged her to make a home visit to see the situation at first hand.
I'm sorry, Mr. Corda. There's nothing I can do.
Well, if nobody is willing to help, I'll just move in myself as the first vacancy I find.
But that's illegal. You aren't their guardian.
Illegal?
That's right.
Then how do you make it legal?
You'll have to find that out. Now, sometimes the psychiatric ward at the hospital can certify people as incompetent, and then they can handle the placement. At least that's what I've heard.
I called the psychiatric ward and they referred me to the mental health clinic. Mr. Abel called upon his sisters, told us he understood the urgency of the problem, and promised to file a petition of incompetency with the court and to contact us in a few days. A week passed, and we didn't hear from Mr. Abel. My wife decided to call me.
Of Anna and Amelia, whom you met last week?
Oh, yes.
My husband and I wanted to know if you had filed the petition of incompetency yet.
Well, no, but I have somebody in the office calling rest homes.
Well, why haven't you filed the petition?
No petition? I can't believe this guy.
Well, we can't do that tomorrow.
But you said you would do it last week.
I happen to be very busy here.
Well, then you should have told us that in the first place. And you should have told us you weren't going to file the petition.
Mrs. Corder, let me explain what's involved in this situation.
it.
I had an intuition who it might be. And peering through the curtain, my intuition was confirmed. There stood Anna and Amelia, their pocketbooks hanging open, fumbling at the door handle.
I raced back upstairs to my apartment.
Yes, I understand.
Louise, let me speak to him. Hello, Mr. Abel. The ladies have just rung the outside doorbell for the fourth time this week. Do you want to come over and let them in?
I'm Tony.
If you're so concerned as you said you were last week, why don't you come over here and prove it? We are sick and tired of getting the runaround from everybody. Can't somebody help these ladies?
You're being absurd.
Tony, he said he would help.
Louise, the situation is absurd, Mr. Abel. Why is it that old people have to be shunted aside and ignored as if their problems were imaginary?
He explained it to me, Tony.
Unless you stop giving me the runaround, there's no sense discussing the matter anymore, Mr. Abel.
Oh, Tony, why did you hang up on him? I think you've gone just a little bit too far. Mr. Abel said his clinic is calling all over town to find vacancies.
Oh, we can find all the vacancies we want, but nobody has the right to move Anna and Amelia until that petition is filed with the court.
They will help, Tony.
Mrs. Dodge says she can't do anything. August, we suspect, has reasons for wanting the girls to remain here. And Mr. Abel has given us only vague promises. And until any of them decide to help, we will have to see this thing through ourselves.
Tony and Louise Carter had come to a dead end in their efforts to assist the two ladies who are tenants of their apartment building. Faceless civil servants at the opposite end of a telephone referred the problem from one office to another. Finally, the quarters decided to act on their own.
Oh, here it is. 2337 Marshall Street.
Well, I hope it's better than the one we visited this morning.
Well, it should be. It was recommended by their physician, Dr. Jackson.
At least we have two more prospects after this.
Hello, Mrs. Smith?
Yes, come right in. You came at just the right time. Dr. Jackson called yesterday asking if I could accept two more residents, and sure enough, I'd just finished cleaning a double room. Oh, this is a stroke of luck for you two ladies. Now, let me show you the living room first.
Look at these pictures on the wall. Why is it that people think that paintings of sad-eyed cats make for a cheerful environment?
Our people are free to watch TV or read the magazines we provide or play cards or do pretty much anything they want. Now, if you'll just follow me.
It looks like everyone is submitted to the TV.
What do you mean? Half of them are staring at their feet.
Oh, excuse me, Mrs. Smith. Are there any attendants here?
I'm here during the day. Then I have a girl come in during the afternoon, and another girl stays here all night. Oh, yes, we're very secure here. And, of course, we have someone in to cook meals and help with the laundry. Here's the kitchen. Step in. Look around if you like.
It's smaller than ours is.
How old was it you said your ladies are?
One is 93, the other 86.
Do you think they'd prefer their meals brought to them? Most of our people take their meals in their rooms.
Probably not. They usually eat standing up in the kitchen.
I'm not sure we can work it out for them. Now, let me show you the upstairs.
Well, isn't it hard for most of the old people to get up and down these stairs? They're kind of steep.
No. They get up and down, of course, if they don't want to go down for their meals. They can be served in their rooms, as I said before.
Well, shouldn't they be in a convalescent hospital if they can't get around?
No, not necessarily. All our residents are ambulatory. If there are any problems, we call Dr. Jackson.
Does he make regular visits?
Every other month.
That's not very often.
These are all his patients, you see. He knows the medical history of each and every one of our residents. And here's that nice room I was telling you about. It's all ready anytime your ladies would like to move in.
I'd like to take a look at the view.
By all means. It's very nice. You can see down to the neighbor's backyard, and they have such a pretty lemon tree growing there. Do you see?
Yes.
I understand from what you told me on the phone that one of the sisters received supplementary Social Security and that the other would be a privately paying resident.
That's correct.
Mrs. Smith, we have other homes to visit today, so we won't be making a commitment yet.
Oh, well, surely. I'd like to show you to the upstairs porch. Now, we keep this door locked at all times for the security of our residents. We don't want anybody wandering out onto our porch here. Down below, you see our backyard.
It doesn't look like anybody uses it.
We have a little cookout here from time to time. Everyone loves it. Shall we go back downstairs?
We visited the two remaining rest homes.
And call out to them at the same time. Let me try. Hello, Anna? Amelia? Hello?
I'm coming. Wait a minute.
Oh, Anna, you have to unhook the chain.
Oh, I didn't see that. How are you today? Oh, Carl.
I drop by and see how things are going.
Oh, everything is fine. Come in. You just in time for coffee.
Smells pretty strong to me.
Yeah, does it?
Oh, no, it's boiling over. Not again. Ow! Oh, it's hot.
Strong coffee, Aunt Anna, huh? Is that the secret of longevity?
I don't really know.
Were you going to have a cup, Anna? I can water it down for you.
Yes, I think I will. Let me ask my sister if she wants one.
Is Mother here?
By the way, Mr. Twomey.
Yes?
I would like to talk to you about the situation here with your mother and her.
Oh, yes, yes. August told me to make a visit. We can talk in a minute. Mother?
Do you want a cup of coffee, Bud? Coffee!
Mother? It's me, Carl.
Yes, I'll have coffee. Carl is here.
Hi, Mother. I just dropped by to see how you were making out.
What do you want this time?
What do you mean? I want to see you, that's all.
Do you want coffee?
Coffee? Oh, sure, sure. Have the girl pour me a cup, too.
The girl? Who does he think he is?
Did you want coffee, dear?
Oh, no, thanks. There's just enough for the three of you. How long has it been since you've seen Carl?
Oh, I don't remember.
I'll go ask my sister. Oh, no, don't bother, Anna. It's not important. Here's your coffee. Milk and sugar are here on the counter if you want them.
That's fine.
Mr. Twomey, your coffee's ready.
Oh, no table service, eh? All right, I'm coming.
Anna, why don't you go in and sit down?
What a good idea. I'm glad you thought of that. You come too.
Well, I want to put away these things first.
Oops. Now, watch it there, Aunt Anna. Don't sip while you walk. Half a cup with some milk, that's what I'll have.
It's poured already. Here, you can pour what you don't want into the sink.
Hmm. Well, if the oil crunch comes again, we can put this in our gas tanks. This would make Mother a millionaire.
I think this is as good a time as any to discuss your mother's situation.
Yeah, she's pretty chipper, my mother, isn't she?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk with you about. Your mother isn't chipper these days, nor is Anna. As you can see for yourself, they have trouble doing something as simple as opening a door or boiling a pot of coffee. They can't live alone any longer, and I would appreciate it if you would help me put them in a rest home, unless you have any better ideas.
Well, you can't do much with my mother. She's a feisty one.
She needs care and supervision, Mr. Twomey.
I don't seem to understand. Now, you say you have found them a rest home.
Well, no, not yet.
Now, but... you have the cart before the horse. Oh, the exuberance of youth. Chalk it up to that.
I don't know what you're laughing about. I asked you to help your own mother. She and your aunt are both liable to get seriously hurt living alone.
Well, she survived such a rascal as myself, didn't she?
Well, that's right. The radios and toasters piled up in the closet haven't fallen on her yet.
It's not nice to keep them waiting any longer. Shall we go into the living room?
Are you willing to help find a rest home or not?
You can talk to me tomorrow. I'll be here until then.
Mr. Twomey.
Yes?
Your mother's coffee is sitting on the counter. Why don't you see if she wants milk and sugar and bring it out to her?
Mother, do you want cream and sugar in your coffee? Mother?
My sister is hard of hearing.
Act of this home is dissolved.
to have them certified, Mr. Corda. Now, I thought you knew that.
Mrs. Dodge, the mental health clinic are still dragging their heels about that. Yet they tell me if I move the ladies, I'm breaking the law.
You are breaking the law if they're unwilling. But if they go to the rest home willingly, it's all right. Now, if you do manage to place them this evening, why don't you call me tomorrow?
There's nothing she can do.
Well, somebody has to help us.
All the somebodies obviously don't want to help.
Well, I'm calling Mr. Abel. I can't stand this any longer.
If you'll just be patient, we can do the best for them.
How can you say that? You haven't had to live with this for months on end. You haven't had to save them from a new catastrophe every day or wash their stinky old clothes because they're too feeble to do it themselves.
I don't want to hear the whole story of your involvement, Mrs. Corder. You told me once already. Frankly, I feel you aren't acting in the best interest of the ladies. You seem to be moving them to benefit yourselves more than them.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, Mr. Abel, you take courses in detachment so you don't have to get your hands dirty helping somebody else.
Hello?
Tony?
It's August.
Tony?
What can I do for you?
I'm visiting Anna and Amelia. Can you come on down?
Oh, sure. I'll be right there.
Does he know?
Well, if he does, he's not letting on.
I'll go downstairs with you.
Hello, Tony, Louise. Come on in.
Hello, Anna.
Oh, it's you. Isn't that nice?
Hello, Amelia. Amelia? Hi.
Hi.
I took them to the bank today and got some money withdrawn. So, here's the money for next month's rent. Why don't you count it to make sure it's all there? We wouldn't want the landlord to be shortchanged.
We can't accept the rent. If we do, we're legally bound to accept the ladies as tenants next month. We aren't going to be tricked into keeping them here.
There are only 5 days until the first. You can't kick these poor ladies out onto the street.
Oh, who said anything about kicking them out onto the street? We want them to go into a good rest home.
Amelia! Amelia!
August, what's the point explaining everything to her? She can't make any decisions anymore.
But she has to know.
She already knows.
August, what is it you wanted to see us about?
I wanted to pay the rent, that's all, and see if you found a rest home yet.
No, not yet.
Because if you find something, I have to take them to see if they like it first.
That's all right by me.
Also, if you want these ladies to leave, we have to have a letter from the landlord. They want to see in writing what they've been doing wrong.
Oh, come on, August.
You don't need a sheet of paper from the landlord to tell you what's obvious.
These ladies are confused. They want to see in writing what these accusations are.
Accusations? You make it sound like we're putting them on trial.
Amelia doesn't understand why she has to leave. She thinks you're making up stories about her.
Amelia is an old woman with a lot of pride. But it's obvious to everyone who sees her that she can't take care of herself.
Who says it's obvious? You. Well, that's not enough. We have to see it in writing.
All right. All right, if that's what you want. I have the authority of the landlord, and I'll write up an eviction notice right now. Louise, will you please hand me that pad and pencil on the telephone table? Thank you.
Two sisters have been here longer than you.
What does that have to do with their inability to continue living on their own?
Write the note. We can't go on arguing.
You see? Listen to a woman. They'll always set you straight.
Here's the eviction notice.
Now, without this, we can't do anything. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Satisfied? We have to go. Come on, Louise.
Wait a minute. You say here, due to the problems cited above, I must ask you to vacate your apartment as soon as possible. You didn't say 30 days. As soon as possible could mean 3 months.
Oh, give it back and I'll change it.
No. This is fine, just the way it is.
I don't get it.
He wants the ladies to stay here forever so we can keep his hands on the roof.
You're talking through your hat. What do you know?
Oh, let's go, Louise.
there all evening.
Oh, he won't. He doesn't know we plan to leave the ladies tonight.
Oh, I wouldn't be so sure of that. Look how tricky he was trying to give us the ring.
We'll have to stand here in the doorway and listen for him to leave.
Whoever thought it would come to this? Playing cat and mouse.
We waited in our doorway for the next 15 or 20 minutes, then... It was him, no doubt about it.
Tony, I feel butterflies in my stomach.
Oh, honey, honey, it's going to be tough. But we're doing what's right. We might as well go down now.
Maybe we'll visit you.
I love to eat.
But it takes so long to cook.
That's why we both love our new Kenmore microwave oven from Sears.
I can cook a 5-pound roast medium rare in just 30 minutes. Or 3 strips of bacon in 3.5 minutes on a paper plate. Bake 2 potatoes in 8 minutes and cook vegetables faster than boiling them in water.
That means less time in the kitchen.
And more with you.
Fast, clean, cool cooking with Sears Kenmore microwave ovens, all with automatic defrost. Choose the right model for your kitchen from the many styles available at most Sears retail stores.
Hey, look, in here, inside this stylish man's dress shirt, I'm a Sears Value dress shirt label just popping with pride. Because Sears Value dress shirts are sure to be popular for a number of reasons. They have fashion spread collars, come in classic patterns and solids in short and long sleeves. You'll appreciate the thermopressed polyester or polyester cotton blend for easy care, plus at low value prices, what a buy! Just look for me, the Value Dress Shirt Label, at Sears Men's Store, where style, sense, and satisfaction combine to label me right for you.
What would it cost to replace your car's motor, including installation?
Oh, I'd say about $50.
$35.
Around $30.
Just about $40.
The aluminized Sears motor is only $19.99.
That's half of what I get.
The possibility is on a Cadillac.
That's a terrific proxy with installation included. I should have known it. Sears.
The motor, just $19.99 installed. Clamps are printed, 99 cents for tech stock. Prices to fit most American-made cars. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii at most Sears Tire and Auto Centers.
When I needed life, I got all the money. Mom, it's free. Now that I'm married and moving into a new house, I want all the advice I can get. So when Mom says shop Sears, I listen. You should. Sears is a great happiness business that you need for the new home. Need to attend to those washers, dryers, and refrigerators. They're delivery, they're steel, and service. I always depend on Sears. You should too.